Peak Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop. Sports Radio 610. Another salute again to Will Anderson Jr. with his first career honors as he picked up the Week 6 AFC Defensive Player of the Year. Player of the week, rather.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully you get that out of the year.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
We're just going to speak that into existence at this point. But yeah, Week 6 Player of the Week award. So that makes four of those Player of the Week honors for Houston. And that's out of, what, 6 weeks, three apiece. So that's out of 18, right?
I believe that checks out.
Houston accounts for four of those awards out of 18. Not bad.
That's pretty damn good.
Not bad.
Kind of ties in with what we're going to talk about, right?
Well, that was where the segue was about to come from. Will Anderson, part of a vaunted 2023 Houston, Texas draft class that Lopez is positing. Could we already be in the place a year and not even a half into this where this draft class is the best that the Texans have had in its history?
Well, let's look at that, okay? And look, it's something that over the course of the season, certainly as we go into the offseason, depending on how far the Texans go, that more people might sort of open their eyes on this. But when I saw Will Anderson with those three sacks.
That's three.
Dominating. And I get, we all understand who they were playing and the offensive line and all that. But nevertheless, he got three. I mean, nobody else did. in that squad. Let's look at the 2023 class. Like you can look at the first round, but really you go it going beyond that. Just C.J. Stroud at two and Will Anderson three, that might determine it.
Yeah, because if you're talking about value in a draft, obviously positional value of quarterback matters a ton. And then I think this is where we get into what's the positional draft order, right? Like it's quarterback, and I've heard people say either the guy that defends the quarterback or the guy that gets after the quarterback. So either way, you're talking about either a tackle or you're talking about a edge rusher. Well, you got an edge rusher there. So you got two of maybe the arguably three most important positions. And it seems like you got like franchise legend level players there. Now, of course, it's early to say that. But I mean, the only other draft classes that you can point to positional value wise. Texans wise, of course.
Yeah.
Is what? When you draft Deshaun Watson. Of course, we know how that ended up, but in the moment, that was a great draft, which was 2017. Your second round pick there was Zach Cunningham, a linebacker. Your third round pick was Deontay Foreman. And those are probably the guys. Julian Davenport was also kind of a 2-year
Julian
kind of starter.
Davenport. I forgot about him.
You don't have a lot of guys that ended up being longtime starters for you. You only had one guy who went to Pro Bowls, which was Deshaun Watson. I think. Then you start looking at the other portions of that. Now, Zach Cunningham has 6.5 sacks. Carlos Watkins also was in that draft.
Yeah.
I think that when you look at, you got the quarterback value, but the other value, I'd take Willie Anderson compared to the rest of those guys with all due respect to Zach Cunningham, Carlos Watkins, Davenport, but with all those guys, I would still look at it and go, you just off of the strength of your two first-round picks in this, got a ton of value there.
All right, let's compare and contrast. And people may argue this, but I've always believed that the greatest draft class in Texans history was 2006. And that was Mario Williams.
Yep.
D'Amico Ryans.
Okay, how much are we then valuing a player, but then also a coach coming through?
No. Just as a player.
Strictly as a player, he was a dog.
He was a stud.
A monster.
Well, like I said.
Two-time Pro Bowler, eight-year starter for
Rookie
you.
Of the year?
To me, until this year,
seven
until 2023, I don't think there was any question 06 was the best class. Mario Williams. Dude had basically 100 sacks. I think he got stuck. He retired at like 90-something.
97 and a half.
Is that what it was?
Yes, sir.
Mario Williams, D'Amico Ryans.
Yep.
Charles Spencer, who was going to be a badass but had an injury so that doesn't really matter, but he was. He was Eric Winston.
7-year starter.
Owen Daniels.
9-year starter, 2-time Pro Bowler.
And David Anderson.
Yeah.
David Anderson was a very productive player.
Wide receiver.
Friend of the program here, friend of the station. So 06 is the standard to me. If you want to pick another one, fine.
And we're talking about, again, positional value. DeMario Williams. Did I call him DeMario? Mario Williams, because I'm looking at D'Amico at the same time, who was edge rusher. And then you're talking about, value gets kind of a little wonky there, but great players. Players that will continue to stand up in the annals of Texans history, for sure.
Right. So, Let's compare 06, the greatest class in Texans history, 2023 already. Again, even if you just say Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud, I think this is a better class. Because yeah, you're talking about potentially, and not even potentially, projecting as transcenders. Like truly game-changing, paradigm-shifting type players for your organization. Just those two guys. Round, I think he's going to be a badass. Juice Scruggs. Third round. How you feeling about Tank Dell right now?
Feel great.
How you feeling about Tank Dell right now?
Right.
Because in the third round, with all due respect to Devon Achan and Josh Downs, those are the only three players that are really reaching a pretty high level.
From 23?
From 23. So you've got that guy, Tank Dell. Henry Toto has been effective. Now, I don't know what he's going to end up being, but he's been effective.
Yeah, and I think the only thing that, because now we're doing a lot of projection with this. The ones that are easy are the top end where it feels like the projection is easy, or they've already just done enough where you feel comfortable just giving them their due on those picks.
Right.
You know, sight unseen when it comes to, like, I guess, the remainder of what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Toto, it's hard to do the projection for me. He's, as a player, he's looking good. Once we start seeing concussions, and maybe I'm just really close to him being in the concussion protocol right now. But yeah, the style of play, the one of the things that's been great as a progression point for him this year has been the ways in which that he is very quickly identifying runs and getting into that run fit and meeting guys at the line or in the hole. That's also on the same side. One of the things that scares me about his health is that, hey, man, you throw your head in there and it'll rattle around. And then we're talking about concussions and what does that mean for the future of his career? I don't know. But at least when it comes to playing, yeah, you're right. Like, I think that he could absolutely be one of those kinds of guys that's on your team for a long time and maybe doesn't get a ton of accolades around the league, but is appreciated locally because of his play.
Right. And I'm, again, I think the safe projection or the top two, how many classes in Texans history have two all pros? Because I think C.J. Stroud, it's safe to say he'll be an All-Pro.
At some point, correct.
I think it's safe to say Will Anderson will be an All-Pro.
I feel good about that as well.
What about Pro Bowlers? It might be safe to say Tank Dell's going to be a Pro Bowl player. He's in the hunt. He's in the hunt.
I guess.
Right?
Right. Like, I understand that Nick Cassero earlier today on Pain and Pendergast, when he was asked kind of about Stephon Diggs, and, like, obviously that is a one-year deal as of right now with the restructuring of that. He's left it kind of non-committal in some ways, but not in a negative way that, hey, you know, we're open to it and we'll talk about that basically when we get to that point was the gist of his response. But I've always still felt that the depth that you have and the youth that you have in that situation allows you to, as you're moving forward and growing past kind of the veteran players that you've brought in to help get this thing going and ramped up, you have guys that can now come in and take over that spot. And Tank Dell is chief among them to, like, be even more of a role if you end up in a situation where, all right, Stephon Diggs is not returned to this team next year or he's not here for much longer. Now even more responsibility, and you give him an opportunity to have that shine to be a Pro Bowler.
And then this is, it's more than an oh, by the way, but it's less than, like, a projection. But how many classes, you know, in the second round do you get a center that's projected to probably start 6-8 years, you know, if not more, in Juice Scruggs? It's a class, man.
Yeah.
I mean, 2023 already, you can say it's right there, I feel, with 06.
Yeah, I think all that's remaining is for some of the guys down the roster to have some, like, longevity with it. Because I feel like the high point is already there when you talk about CJ. CJ, you book that extension already. Like, book all that. That is done deal, right? When it comes to, that is a quarterback for a very long time in this. Will Anderson.
Done deal.
Book that extension. That is a defensive end for this team for a long time. Now, are you going to get, as you mentioned, Toto for a while, right? Where he becomes kind of a
Jared Patterson.
Is he going to hang around?
Right? He's started 8 or 9 games already.
Exactly, you know? Right? And then Hutch, they like him. Is he going to be one of those guys that maybe becomes a guy that is consistent on this team for a while?
Yeah.
And then that pushes that up. And so, yeah, I'm 7-12, they say, are the only Pro Bowlers from the 713. I think that Tank could get to that place. I mean, he was on an incredible pace last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that with more visibility, that's when kind of that Pro Bowl opportunity comes. But I think it's fair what you're talking about, like having some of that trepidation for it. But I think that the possibility is what we're talking about more, and I think that leads you into that place. But even then, right, like two with a possible Pro Bowlers plus guys that could be kind of lifelong Texans or at least long-term Texans that really
the meat
establish
of their
something.
Career.
And then this is something that I don't even know if I'm being sacrilegious and getting to the space. What is the multiplier if you have a team that competes in a high level and, dare I say, wins the Super Bowl?
Well, yeah. No,
right? And guys that contribute to that type of thing, yeah, that boosts your status and I think makes that class bigger.
Well, that 06 class is the one that kind of took them to 11 and 12, you know, yeah, kind of the glory days then. And so kind of the proof is in the pudding kind of thing. But
appreciate
that's
that. I don't know who brought this bell in here, but I love them for it. It's just fun to hit every once in a while.
Yeah, it's the start of some good times, man. Start of some good times here.
Exciting. Someone mentioned J.J. Watt in 11, where you have 2011, J.J. Watt, Brooks Reed, Brandon Harris, Rock Carmichael, Shiloh KO, T.J. Yates. Oh, the legend, T.J. Yates.
Second is that better than 06?
No. It's just like, how much can T.J. Watt and Brooks Reed carry? And, of course, when I say and Brooks Reed, that is also me being pretty nice with all due respect to Brooks Reed.
I'll tell you what, 2022 might be somewhere in the mix. Stingley, depending on what you think of Kenyon Green. Petrie, depending on what you think of Petrie. Christian Harris.
Yeah, Christian Harris is going to bring a lot. Yeah. Damian Pierce.
Like. Hell, Quatoriano's still hanging around from that class. No, I'm just saying.
You going to make me say something about Tegan Quatoriano?
I'm about to say, you ain't had to bring his name.
Don't do that to me.
Tegan Tarantino.
shout out to Larry and Steph.
Hey, 30 years yesterday, Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
I might need to watch that again here soon. If I say that, like, I'm going to have time to do that. Whatever. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I think even the idea that you can make a reasonable case about that is what someone said KO was trash. Don't do that. Don't do that. Well, it gives us the opportunity to really appreciate the fact that this 2023 class, man, looking like an incredible job. So salute to the brain trust and specifically Nick Caserio for getting that done. All right, let's get into what's popping now in the loop. We'll do that next, talking about some baseball, but then also stadium funding. My favorite topic. It'll be yours too next.